Yeah, I think the most important thing is a couple of weeks ago, we took no points from six. This weekend, we've taken six out of six in two big games, and it was a good win because obviously Pats could have closed the gap on us. Makes the gap bigger, puts us certainly closer to Europe, gives us an outside chance in the league. Still there, depending on how Rovers do over the two games against Dundalk. But I think the most important thing, you know, with the crowd tonight, they could see that we gave a good performance and we created lots and lots of chances. And I think ever before we scored the first goal, we had certainly two good chances. But still at half-time, we did a 2-0, felt the third goal would kill the game, and probably were disappointed to give away a goal because it was a soft goal from our point of view. But 3-1 was comprehensive, and we've had a lot of injuries in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, you could see tonight we had three under-19s on the bench, and you know, when you look at that, you think you have a big squad and a big panel, but we suffered a lot of injuries recently, but hopefully the next couple of weeks we'll get more lads back.
And the fact that Stephen Beattie and Dan Murray were out suspended, it really stretched the squad, didn't it?
It did, I suppose. And you had, you know, Gavin, Johnny, Liam out, Daniel Connell, Stephen Fawn's on compassionate leave at the moment. So there was a, you know, you look at it, you're saying 6-7 players out, and a lot of big name players. So I think from that point of view, and you look at the performance we gave, I think it was a great performance. Obviously, Darren came in for his first game in a long time, believed his first start in a long time, and Kevin came back into the team, and we put him into midfield, and I think his energy as well. So, but the three lads that came in, I thought, did exceptionally well. And but overall, the team were good, and I thought we created lots of chances tonight.
Kevin put his hand up for us, place, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, but to be fair, Kevin says he's come into the club, he's only 20 years of age. You know, he's done fantastic for us at left back. We just felt a couple of weeks ago that with all the games, you know, and coming into such a full-time setup, we just felt he had tired, which can happen to a young lad, and we just felt he had lost his energy, and we took him out for a couple of weeks to recharge him. And we knew tonight, putting him in, that he's energetic and get around the park, and he was brilliant there, to be fair to him, you know.
Unfortunately, Colin took what looked like a heavy knock just before the break.
Yeah, Colin took a heavy knock, and which will put him under pressure for Saturday night. But
what's that injury, John?
It's an ankle. Hurt his ankle, you know. So
and Miller's calf, is it?
Miller has a calf strain that we decided yesterday. It was touch and go, and we decided this morning or later this afternoon, really, that we'd pull him out, you know. And so Colin probably won't make the weekend. Liam might know at this stage, so we'll just wait and see.
You're causing a huge amount of trouble tonight from set pieces. Was that something you targeted that you knew that they were weak from? Or?
Yeah, I suppose, to be honest with you, Rory, we do a lot of work on that anyway, and we did sense that there was opportunities for us. And, you know, obviously everyone's watching every other team, and you're watching areas maybe that you feel they may not be as strong as. Yeah. And, yeah, we did, and I think we caused lots of trouble with it. We scored a few goals and probably could have got a few more. So, Probably an area that we did a bit, and we walked a bit on it yesterday as well.
5 points now, the gap to Dundalk, that puts them under pressure heading into their game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. I suppose, look, it's an interesting game because obviously Rovers have an outside chance of winning the title, and it'll be interesting. But look, from my point of view, I keep saying to the lads, we must just make sure that for the running, we keep our heads, keep picking off the points, because you just don't know. Same as last year, the gap was big, and we closed the gap, and you just don't know. But we go from two home games to a very awkward game away to Bray on Saturday night. So whatever happens tomorrow night, someone will drop points. I suppose most important thing for us is that we're getting close to Europe as well. And I think for a club not being in Europe for so long, to get into last year and hopefully box off again this year will be a good achievement, enough plus the fact that we're still there in the cup as well.
Yeah, a little bit battered and bruised, but you have to take that. Comes with a win, I suppose. That's all that matters. We got the 3 points. I think it was a very good performance from start to finish. We knew second half they'd come out and have 10 or 15 minutes where they're going to come at us and going to put us under pressure. But I think we stuck to our guns and we got the third, and that kind of killed it. I know they got one back, but I think we were comfortable. I think we done our jobs right, and that's the main thing.
Were you delighted, obviously, to be back in the team tonight?
Yeah, always, sure. You prefer playing and watching on the sideline every week. You take playing no matter where you're playing, and John gave me the opportunity of playing in midfield tonight, and I just went out there and enjoyed myself. And once you enjoy yourself and once the team is playing well, sure, anything can happen.
The first goal, first goal under your belt now.
Yeah, it's good to get away off the shoulders. All right, I had a couple of chances before that. Should have scored one at least before that, but it came, thank God, great work from Marky down the line. It was a simple tap in, really, but it's always good to get a goal.
Did he give you any grief for taking it off his toe,
no? No, he didn't. I gave him a shout, so he was happy enough to... I think he nearly ran over me at that stage, but he was okay with it.
5 points now with the gap to Dundalk, which is great, considering it was 10 points just a short time ago.
Yeah, I know they have a game in hand now, but we can only do our job, and our job is to close that as much as we can. And if we have a game in hand, that brings it to 5, all the better, because it puts more pressure on them now that they have to go out and win tomorrow night to bring it back up to 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the space of 2 weeks, it could be down to 6, it could be down to 5, it could be anything, which is what we have to keep doing. We have to keep pushing and keep trying, just keep working hard and keep focusing on our own performances.
And as John just said there, it's a game closer to securing Europe as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the first target that we had all season, I think, is just make sure we get Europe. Anything else is always great. And obviously we're going for the league, and we're still going for the league. We're definitely not out of it. 7 games to go for ourselves. If we can collect maximum points from any of them, from them 7 games, it puts us in a great spot. Mm. And obviously it's always good to get Europe now, so hopefully we can finish the season strong.
And the cup as well, of course, to come against Derry.
Yeah, that's a very tough game now. Derry have found a bit of form as of late. They got in a few new signs, I suppose, during the transfer window, and they've kicked on from there now, so we're not worrying about that one yet. We have Bray to come on Saturday, and then we'll worry about that cup game. So Bray's the biggest game of the season so far.
Kevin, you feel you've established yourself at this stage? You're not here long, but I mean, you've played especially most of your matches.
I suppose you can never get too comfortable. You always keep pushing and try. Obviously, you do your best, and if your best is good enough, that's all you can ask. And I'm happy with tonight's performance. I was disappointed, obviously, everybody is, to be left out of the team there against Galway on Friday, but when I was given the chance, I had to come in and take it, and I feel like I gave it a good shot anyway.
And you've shown your versatility this season as well, playing a couple of positions.
Yeah, I think it always helps that you have a few positions that you can play in. Always, you know, we had 3 19s on the bench this evening, so you can see that the squad has a few injuries, but we still have a very strong squad there, and obviously, you know, Healers has an injury, but we still have Miller coming back in, and there's no weaknesses in it. Anybody who comes in is either making the spot the same or either improving it, so that's always a good sign.
What about Saturday night away to Bray? Could be one of the tougher games.
Yeah, it could be a very, very, very tricky game. I think Dundalk went there and won 1-0, I think, today, and got a sloppy goal. But any away game in this division is tough. There's no easy game in this division, and Bray away, they're fighting for their lives down there, and that's the way we have to look at it. I think the table now is split into two, and the bottom six are scrapping for their lives, and we have to just make sure we do our job, and once we do our job, I think we have the quality in the team to beat anybody.